This is a dictation for Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Morey, M-O-R-E-Y, July 15, 87, address as a letter, Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, consultation for Mrs. Morey. She goes by Elise, E-L-I-S-E, with metabolic acidosis. I saw her back in December 2020 with similar problem. As you know, she has an extensive medical history since my prior visit more than 3 years ago. She developed a number of new problems. In 2021, left-sided vein thrombosis. She was exposed to birth control pills. There was a trip from Florida. She was anticoagulated for about 6 months and discontinued. She was assessed by Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, with negative testing for hypercoagulable problems. 10 years, diagnosed eventually with lupus. It started on Plaquenil. She follows through the BEALS, B-E-A-L-S Institute in Lansing. It started on Humira around 2022. A few months later, developed problems of pulmonary emboli, multiple emergency room visits for a period of 3-4 weeks, with eventual admitted to Midland, found to have a pneumonia, sepsis, findings of disseminated histoplasmosis. She received amphotericin and then changed to itraconazole. She has not tolerated these capsules, not completely compliant, follows with infectious diseases. Dr. Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, in Midland, they follow periodically levels of itraconazole as well as antigen of histoplasma in the urine. They have extended the treatment more than 3 years because it's not completely controlled. They are discussing about changing to a liquid form of itraconazole that will allow her to use PPIs for severe gastroesophageal reflux. Capsules cannot be given in that because it decreases the absorption. She is going to remain on anticoagulation indefinitely. Recently changed to Coumadin as there will be interaction between Eliquis and itraconazole. Most recently, diagnosed also with hypersomnia. There has been admissions to the hospital for hidradenitis suppurativa on the private area, labial cyst. Recently, November of last year, next paragraph, developed a kidney stone. It was in the distal ureter, left-sided. At the time, cystoscopy done by Dr. Liu, L-I-U. That stone already passed, but he was able to laser treatment calcifications and Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, plaque on the pelvic area of the kidney. So no stone analysis could be done. She still has some stones on the right-sided. Next paragraph, also recent I plus D of the hidradenitis suppurativa. And then in March, gallbladder removed because of chronic cholecystitis. Multiple other visits to the emergency room because of her migraines. Next paragraph. As you recall, she has a long-standing history of chronic headaches seen by neurologists in multiple places, a diagnosis of pseudotumor cerebri, for what she has been taking Diamax for a long period of time, which likely is the reason for the proximal renal tubular acidosis and low bicarbonate. MRI, MRA, MRV of the brain has shown abnormalities on the lateral sigmoid sinuses, question stenosis on the left side and a small one on the right side. There has been plans for redo spinal tap to measure intracerebral pressure. There has been no documented papilledema, no documented dilated ventricles, or edema of the brain. Next paragraph, her review assistance for the chronic diarrhea. Prior testing for H. pylori has been negative. There are concerns for bacterial overgrowth, and there are discussions about doing some further testing. She's trying to push the liquids, but with the medication itraconazole, she has very poor appetite, bloatiness, frequent nausea, and worsening diarrhea, but no bleeding. Esophageal reflux symptoms are severe, but again, no bleeding in the urine. In the stools, there is no cloudiness of blood in the urine. She has been tested and treated for UTI at the time of pneumonia sepsis with histoplasmosis. There has been concerns about high blood pressure through the years, but technically has not received blood pressure treatment. There has been also concerns of hyperglycemia. Recently, problems of iron deficiency and B12 deficiency started on replacement. Next paragraph, other diagnoses include depression, prior herpes infection, genital area, no coronary artery disease, no TIS or stroke, no seizures, no chronic liver disease. There has been a number of sexual transmitted infections. It's my understanding that includes herpes, gonorrhea, others. There has been the prior pericarditis, which probably was related to lupus. Next paragraph, surgeries including the appendix, prior colposcopy, multiple INDs for the hidradenitis suppurativa, multiple areas on the thigh, genital area, neck, armpits. The bronchoalveolar lavage, the recent gallbladder removal, prior spinal taps. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications included Diamax, itraconazole, is still on capsules but plans to change to liquid, Plaquenil, Cymbalta, Valtrex, V-A-L-T-R-E-X, Leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, sodium bicarbonate, warfarin on hold for the spinal tap, of the Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, but there are discussions about using Belemubap, B as in boy, E-L-I-M-U-M-A-B for her lupus. takes Prilosec. Next paragraph, denies smoking alcohol. In the past has used marijuana. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, reduced eating as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, she is quite anxious, very pleasant, knows very well her history, weight 212, height 68, initial blood pressure by nurse 145, 105. When I check, it remains high, 140 over 100 on the left, 138 over 96 on the right. There is some rash on the face, upper extremities, question related to the itraconazole, no facial asymmetry, normal eyes, mucosal membranes, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable neck masses or thyroid, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, no ascites, no edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, socially she lives with a family, has four kids, 17, a boy, 15, 13 girls, and a 9-year-old a boy. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Anemia 11.3, a normal white blood cell platelets, bicarbonate runs low 18 with a high chloride 113, a normal sodium, there was low potassium from diarrhea, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, normal creatinine 0.7, normal BUN glucose. Next paragraph, I have reviewed extensively records since I saw her back in 2020 to the present time, all the emergency room hospital admissions, all the notes available through Epic of the other consultants, including procedures. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Metabolic acidosis with high chloride, lightly representing a combination of exposure to Diamax and recently diarrhea. She follows with neurology and they are deciding if this is the medication that will provide symptomatic relief for her pseudo tumor cerebri. She has tried to decrease or stop in the past unsuccessfully with recurrence of pain. She needs to follow with the neurology and neurosurgeon about these new findings on the MRV of the sinuses of the brain abnormalities. She has normal kidney function. The recent low potassium exacerbated by diarrhea. There has been prior lower extremity edema, which is not related to the kidney disease. She does not have proteinuria or nephrotic syndrome. She has been evaluated also by cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, and there is no cardiology reason for that. Present nutrition is also very appropriate. I did not see much of edema today. Next number, her multiple other issues, followed by yourself and the multiple specialist. I want to make a comment about the lupus. I do not see evidence for lupus nephritis. Her original episode of deep vein thrombosis was explained by traveling back from Florida to Michigan and exposure to birth control pills. The recent episode with pulmonary emboli was associated to the pneumonia and disseminated histoplasmosis and sepsis. She will remain indefinitely with anticoagulation. She likely will be able to go back to Eliquis once she's off the itraconazole. Next number, disseminated histoplasmosis followed by infectious diseases, as indicated above, presently clinically stable, no respiratory symptoms. There was no evidence of endocarditis. There has been no evidence of brain associated histoplasmosis. Next paragraph comments. For a few days, she was off the Diamax, and we are repeating electrolytes. However, it might take longer for the tubular function to recover. So an persistent abnormal bicarbonate chloride not necessarily exclude that the medication is causing this problem. Autoimmune diseases, including lupus, can cause interstitial nephritis and cause tubular acidosis. At that time, however, most people have evidence of renal failure, so I do not believe this relates to autoimmunity or lupus abnormalities. All issues discussed with the patient, I spent close to 2.5 hours before, during, and after the encounter. End of dictation.